Ono što sprovodi duhovnu atmosferu.
Krishna is pleased by this festival to appear before his devotees.
Jer Krishna je jako zadovoljan da se na ovom festivalu pojavi pred svojim baktama.
This appearance of Krishna during and before his devotees is one of the central themes of the Srimad Bhagavata.
I pojava Krishne pred njegovim baktama je jedna od glavnih tema Srimad Bhagavatama.
Krishna appeared before Narada Muni, Dhruva Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj, Prithu Maharaj. So many appearances.
I Krishna se pojavio pred svim ovim navedenim osobama i to je tako puno pojava.
And Lord Krishna can also appear before us.
I gospodin Krishna također može da se pojavi ispred, i pred nama.
I want to tell you a modern story about how Lord Krishna appeared before a devotee, which I have read in a book from Bhakti Purushottam Maharaj.
I htio bih da vam ispričam jednu modernu priču kako se gospod Krishna pojavio pred baktama i to sam pročitao u knjizi koju je napisao Bhakti Purushottam Maharaj.
Once there was a brahmana called Mohant, who lived in a village quite far away from Jagannath Puri.
Jednom je živeo jedan brahmana koji se zvao Mohan i on je živeo veoma daleko od grada koji se zove Jagannath Puri.
This brahmana would worship Krishna by reading the Bhagavad Gita daily and by making different offerings to his deity. And he was not so enthusiastic to go and work.
I taj bhakta je svaki dan čitao Srimad Bhagavad Gitu i svaki dan je obožavao svoja božanstva i nije baš bio nešto entuzijastičan da ide da radi.
Like some of us.
Baš kao i neki od nas.
So he had a wife who was not so religiously minded, and this wife would remind the brahmana, Mohant, when do you go to work? Don't you see your children don't have milk every day and we are poor, so poor, neighbor has much more.
I imao je suprugu, ženu koja nije bila baš nešto religiozno nastrojena i ona je rekla, Mohan, pa kada ćeš ići nešto da radiš, tvoja deca nemaju ni mlijeko da piju svaki dan.
Brahmana said, what can I do? I have to read the Bhagavad Gita, I have to do my puja, I have to do my offering, I have to do my prayers. No time.
I brahmana je rekao, pa šta da radim? Svaki dan treba da čitam Bhagavad Gitu, da obožavam božanstva, da pravim ponude, pa jednostavno nemam vremena.
And I have a friend. A friend who is very rich. He is the Lord of the universe. I don't have to worry.
I također imam i prijatelja koji je veoma bogat. On je gospodar univerzuma i zbog toga ne moram da brinem o ničemu.
But the wife kept on giving trouble to this brahmana. Ah, oh, with this religious talk, but our milk will not come for our children, and the other children have milk every day. Our children have milk every second day, and what do the neighbors say? They say, you're poor and useless, and they say, I made the wrong choice.
I onda je žena nastavila da ga ubeđuje, ma dobre su te tvoje religiozne priče, ali naša deca nemaju mlijeko da piju svaki dan, a komšinska deca imaju, naša deca piju mlijeko svaki drugi dan. I te tvoje religiozne rasprave su beskorisne.
If you have a rich friend, where is he? Why don't we go and visit him?
I ako imaš tog bogatog prijatelja, zašto ne odemo da ga posjetimo?
So one day Mohan said, all right, I can't stand this nagging any longer. Let us all with the family go to Jagannath Puri. And they arrived in Puri after whole 2 days of walking in the night.
I onda muž više nije mogao da izdrži to zadirkivanje i rekao je, dobro, idemo za Jagannath Puri. I onda su hodali 2 dana i 2 noći.
They went into the Jagannath Vallabh garden and Mohan said, let us go to sleep now and tomorrow morning we go in the temple to my rich friend.
I onda su došli do Jagannathgata i rekli su kaj da ovdje da prespavamo, a sutra ujutru ćemo otići da obiđemo mog bogatog prijatelja.
Now as they were lying down under the palm trees, the wife said, I'm hungry.
I dok su ležali ispod palminog drveća, žena je rekla, ja sam gladna.
At this moment, a beautiful Brahmana boy came, who carried a golden plate full of the most opulent foodstuffs. Jalebis were there, and rice, and spinach, and dal, and everything.
I onda, u pola noći, došao je jedan zlatni dečak koji je nosio zlatnu tacnu i na njoj su bile najlepše preparacije. Jalebi, riža, spanać i tako dalje. Sve najlepše preparacije.
And there were four glasses of hot milk.
I bile su i četiri čaše vrućeg mlijeka.
The Brahmana boy said, Mohan's friend sent me. Hare Krishna! to welcome us, to welcome you, and you should now eat from this golden plate.
I onda taj mali dečak je rekao, Mohanov prijatelj me je poslao da vam poželim dobrodošlicu i sada trebate jesti s ove zlatne tacne.
Mohan got up and started to dance in ecstasy. This is the proof, this is the proof. My friend has given us food.
I Mohan je skočio i počeo je da viče, ovo je dokaz, ovo je dokaz. Moj prijatelj mi je dao hranu.
You doubtful woman, now eat and drink your milk.
Ti sumnjičava ženo, sada jedi i pi svoje mlijeko.
The wife of Mohan was silent for the first time in her life and ate a lot. And then the whole family, after they had feasted, went to sleep.
I onda je Mohanova žena začutala po prvi put u svom životu. I onda nakon što su svi pojeli feast, otišli su da spavaju.
Now in the morning, the wife was just sleeping, but she felt something on her throat.
I ujutro žena je spavala, ali osjećala nešto u svome grlu.
And when she opened her eyes, she went, aah!
I kad je otvorila svoje oči, tako je uzviknula.
There were the soldiers of the king with spears, pointing the spears on her throat, Mohan's throat, and capturing the children.
To su bili kraljevi vojnici koji su stavili svoja koplja na njihove vratove, na njen vrat, na Mohanov vrat i na vratove njihove dece.
And the officer in charge screamed, "You rascals, you thieves! It were you who stole yesterday night the golden plate of Lord Jagannath. And not only have you stolen the golden plate, you have stolen the food, and then you have eaten from the Lord's plate. Look at this plate. This is the indicium."
I onda je glavni oficir rekao, gledaj, znači vi ste ti koji su prošle noći ukrali tacnu gospodina Jagannatha sa ponudom. I ne samo da ste ukrali tacnu, nego ste pojeli ponudu direktno sa njegove tacne.
Thieves!
Lopovi!
Lopovi! The wife turned to Mohan.
Žena se okrenula prema Mohandu.
This is your friend Jagannath.
To je tvoj prijatelj Jagannath.
He's a troublemaker.
On pravi nevolje.
Mohan said, "No, no, no. Everything will be sorted out in due course of time."
Ne, ne, ne. Sve će doći na svoje toko vremena.
But they were all, the whole family was marched to the king.
I onda su cijela porodica odmarširali do kralja.
The king heard the case. The golden plate of Lord Jagannath had been stolen in the night and was found with Mohan and the family, and they had eaten from the plate. Man had eaten from the plate of God.
I onda su kralji ispričali cijelu priču, da su oni ukrali plate, ovaj tacnu, i da je čovjek jeo sa Božije tacne.
The case was clear, they were all brought into a stinky prison.
I onda je slučaj bio veoma brzo završen, sve je bilo jasno i odvedeni su u mirišljavi zatvor.
My dear devotees, sometimes when you surrender to Krishna, Krishna, who has your benefit in his eye, will make a plan, and he might even test you how sincere you are.
Dragi moji bhakte, kada se predate gospodinu Krišni, on u svom oku ima plan za vas i testiraće vas.
Who of you has the feeling that sometimes the Lord Krishna has tested you and your life has become a little difficult?
Ko ovdje od vas ili od nas ima osjećaj da nas gospodin Krišna ponekad testira?
Therefore, you must listen to the end of the story to get some higher education.
I zbog toga morate čuti kraj priče da bi dobili jedno više obrazovanje.
In the evening, in the night, Lord Jagannath appeared to the king and spoke to him in his dream.
I te noći, te večeri, gospodin Jagannath se pojavio u snu kralja i rekao mu je sljedeće.
Mohant is my great devotee, but his wife is a difficult case.
Mohant je moj veliki bhakta, ali njegova žena je težak slučaj.
I have made this arrangement to convince her of my divine nature.
I uredio sam ovaj aranžman da bih je uverio u moju božansku prirodu.
It was me who took the form of a Brahmin boy, took the plate, the gold, my own golden plate, and gave it to the family to feed them when they came after a long journey to Puri.
To sam bio ja koji sam se prerušio u malog dečaka kojim je odneo zlatnu tacnu da se okrepe kad su putovali tim dugim putem za Jagannath Puri.
You should now set the family free and you should make Mohant one of the cooks in my kitchen.
Sada trebaš da oslobodiš celu porodicu i da načiniš Mohana jednim od kuvara u moje kuhinji.
Then his wife will come to understand that I am arranging everything.
I onda će njegova žena shvatiti da ja aranžiram sve.
And she will also understand that because she was having so many doubts, I gave her a little spanking.
I onda će ona razumeti da zato što je imala neke sumnje, ja sam joj dao malo nevolja.
Because after a dark night, the warm sun is more nicely appreciated.
Jer nakon?
After a dark night, the sun is more appreciated.
Nakon tamne noći, sunce se još više ceni ujutru kad izađe.
After you are hungry, a meal is more appreciated.
Nakon toga što ste bili gladni, obrok mnogo više cenite kada dođe.
When you are first thirsty, then water tastes much nicer.
Kada ste prethodno bili žedni, voda ima mnogo, mnogo lepši ukus.
So sometimes I bring my devotees in difficulties so that they surrender to me and then when I save them, they are always my devotees.
I ponekad ja stavljam svoje bhakte u poteškoće i onda kada ih spasim, oni ostaju zauvek moji bhakte. Uvek.
It's very much like Krishna says in the Srimad Bhagavatam that he sometimes is not... He disappears from his devotees so that they long more for him, that they pine more for him, they yearn more for him, they desire him more.
To je kao što Šri Krišna kaže u Šrimad Bhagavatamu, da on neki put nestane sa pogleda svojih bhakta, tako da bhakte razviju još veću želju za njim, razviju još veću žudnju za njim.
Please, my dear devotees, look a little bit around.
Dragi moji bhakte, molim vas pogledajte malo unaokolo.
You are surrounded by a beautiful nature.
Okruženi ste predivnom prirodom.
It's a gift of Krishna.
To je poklon Krišne.
You are sitting after dancing. Soon you will get melons. It's a gift of Krishna.
Ovde sedite i uskoro ćete dobiti lubenice. To je isto Krišnin poklon.
You are sitting before the Lord of the universe.
Sedite ispred gospodara univerzuma.
And everyone around you is a servant of Krishna.
A svako oko vas je sluga Krišne.
We are so fortunate.
Mi smo tako sretni.
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 Sretni. So sretni. Too much sretni. We are hearing about God.
Mi slušamo o Bogu.
Let us with gratefulness in our heart raise our hands and say Sri Jagannatha Swami ki
jai,
Sri Baladeva ki
jai,
Lady Subhadra Devi ki
jai,
O Gaura Premanandi Hari Hari Bo. We will give the microphone to Bhakti Vai Baba Maharaj.
Omagyana Timirandasya Yananjana Shalakaya Shakshana Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shirvaita Gadadhara Shiva Sri Gaura Bhakta Vinna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jagannath Subhadra Baladeva Ki. There's one beautiful verse which describes the incident of the Ratha Yatra festival.
Postoji jedan prelepi stih koji govori o tom događaju Ratha Yatra festivala.
Priya Soyam Krishna Sahachari Kurukshetra Militas Tataham Sarada Tharidam Ubayo Sangamasukham. Lord Krishna was the prananata, or the life air of the devotees in Vrindavan.
Gospodin Krishna je bio prananata ili gospodar životnog vazduha bhakta u Vrindavanu.
They could not live without Krishna even for a second.
Oni nisu mogli da žive bez Krishne čak ni za trenutak.
Just like when the life air leaves the body cannot function, instantly cannot function.
Baš kao kada životni vazduh napusti telo, telo više ne može da funkcioniše, u trenutku više ne može da funkcioniše.
The inhabitants of Vrindavan were so attached to Krishna, it is beyond description.
Stanovnici Vrindavana su bili toliko privrženi Krišni, da je to izvan svakog opisa.
They were playing with Krishna, joking with Krishna, wrestling with Krishna, chastising Krishna.
Oni su se igrali sa Krishnom, rvali sa Krishnom, svađali sa Krishnom.
The cowherd boys would sometimes argue with Krishna.
Dečaci pastiri bi se nekad svađali sa Krishnom.
Because it happened so Krishna was defeated in wrestling.
Jer dešavalo se da Krishna bude poražen prilikom rvanja.
We don't have two mics. Huh? It's a little.
Yeah.
And then Krishna, Lord Krishna, found an excuse why supposedly he was not being defeated in wrestling. He just mentioned it just happened so that I slipped on a banana peel and I fell to the ground.
I onda je Krišna izmišljao razloge kako da se opravda da zapravo nije bio poražen. Rekao je, ne, ja sam se samo okliznuo na koru od banane i zbog toga sam pao.
And then the Madhu Mangal, he just took advantage and he jumped on me and then now he claims defeat.
I onda je Madhu Mangal iskoristio tu situaciju, skočio na mene i tako me pobedio.
But then all the other cowherd boys, they were just trying to hide their smiling face.
A svi ostali dečaci pastiri su probali da sakriju svoja lica na kojima je bio osmeh.
And Lord Krishna also, he could hardly cover his own smiling face because he knew he was defeated.
I gospodin Krišna je također teško mogao da sakrije svoje nasmešeno lice zato što je i on znao da je bio pobeđen.
And what to speak of the gopis? How much they were attached to Krishna?
A šta samo da kažemo o gopijama, koliko su one samo bile privržene Krišni?
They completely dedicated their life, activities, thoughts, feelings, everything, desires. They surrendered everything to the lotus feet of Krishna.
One su sve svoje misli, dela, životne aktivnosti posvetile lotusnim stopalima gospoda Krišne.
So you can easily imagine this way they thought they will spend eternity playing with Krishna.
I na taj način možete zamisliti kako su oni razmišljali da će večnost provesti igrajući se sa Krišnom.
Worshipping Krishna, satisfying Krishna in any way possible.
I obožavajući Krišnu, da zadovolje Krišnu na bilo koji način je to moguće.
And then one day Lord Krishna left Vrindavan.
I onda jednog dana je gospod Krišna napustio Vrindavan.
Srila Prabhupada describes in the Krishna book, this is a very, very hard rendering scene.
I Srila Prabhupada je opisao u knjizi o Krišni da je to bila jedna veoma teška scena za videti.
And nobody could accept the fact that Krishna wanted to leave Vrindavan. They tried to stop Krishna in any way possible.
I niko nije mogao da prihvati tu činjenicu da će Krišna napustiti Vrindavan. I oni su probali da ga zaustave na bilo koji mogući način.
But finally, as we know, Krishna left Vrindavan and he went to Mathura.
Ali na kraju, kao što znamo, Krišna je napustio Vrindavan i otišao za Mathuru.
And as if deprived of the very life air, somehow the inhabitants of Vrindavan continue to exist.
I kao osobe kojima je oduzet životni vazduh, uprkos tome stanovnici Vrindavana su na neki način nastavili da žive.
Day and night absorbed in thoughts, memories of Krishna.
I danonoćno su bili zaokupljeni mislima o gospodu Krišni.
And meanwhile, Lord Krishna grew up, Baladev, Subhadra and Dvaraka. Lord Krishna became a king.
I u međuvremenu su gospod Krišna i Baladev i Subhadra rasli u Dvaraki. I oni su porasli i gospodin Krišna je postao kralj.
Surrounded by majestic opulence.
Koji je bio okružen kraljevskim obiljem.
In this way time passed and the situation changed.
I na taj način vreme je prolazilo i situacija se promenila.
And then one day Lord Krishna, Baladev and Subhadra decided to visit Kurukshetra.
I onda jednog dana gospodin Krišna, Baladev i Subhadra su odlučili da posete Kurukshetru, da sveto stanovnike Vrindavana.
It used to be an ancient tradition in India to visit Kurukshetra Dham, especially at a sun eclipse.
To je bila stara tradicija u Indiji. U Indiji, yes, like from India, bilo. To je bila stara tradicija u Indiji da se posećuje Kurukshetra specijalno za vrijeme pomračenja sunca.
Can you understand this?
Da li možete da me razumete kad pričam svoje sprave?
Ha?
Ovim zadnjim redovima ne.
Oh, in the back they cannot hear you. We just continue with this. Just continue with this. Especially during the sun eclipse, it is supposed to be very, very auspicious. Kurukshetra, there's a big bathing place, bathing tank, and then everybody's bathing.
I na Kurukshetri veoma je povoljno okupati se za vrijeme povraćenja sunca, tako da tamo postoji jedna vodena površina kao neko malo jezero i ona otprilike dugačka 1 kilometar.
And the inhabitants of Vrindavan, the gopis specifically, they heard that Lord Krishna will visit Kurukshetra.
I onda stanovnici Vrindavana, a posebno gopije, su čule da će gospod Krišna posjetiti Kurukshetru.
And after many, many years of separation, this was the first chance to meet Krishna again.
I nakon mnogo, mnogo godina odvojenosti, ovo je bila prva prilika da se opet susretnu sa Krishnom.
So when Srimati Radharani met Lord Krishna, she spoke this particular verse.
I kada je Srimati Radharani srela gospoda Krishnu, ona je izgovorila baš ovaj stih.
I am the same Srimati Radharani, you are the same Lord Krishna.
Ja sam ista Srimati Radharani, ti si isti gospod Krishna.
But now we are together, but the place is so different.
I sada smo opet zajedno, ali mesto je tako različito.
My heart is yearning for the Jamuna River in Vrindavan.
Moje srce žudi za rekom Jamunom u Vrindavanu.
Where we used to play at the bank of the Jamuna beneath the trees, beautiful trees of Vrindavan.
Gdje smo uobičavali da se igramo na obali reke Jamune ispod predivnih drveća Vrindavana.
So in this way she was reminding Lord Krishna of the beautiful intimate times in Vrindavan.
I na taj način je podsjećala gospoda Krishnu na jako lepe intimne zabave koje su imali u Vrindavanu.
So this is in a nutshell the Ratha Yatra festival.
I to je jezgro ovog Ratha Yatra festivala.
Jagannath Subhadra Baladeva meeting at the place of Kurukshetra the inhabitants of Vrindavan.
Jagannath Baladevi Subhadra susreću stanovnike Vrindavana na mjestu koje se zove Kurukshetra.
Just one short story about Jagannath.
I ispričati jednu kratku priču o Jagannathu.
Once it happened that the pujari of Jagannath was very, very busy.
Desilo se da je jednom pujari koji je obožavao gospodina Jagannatha bio veoma, veoma zauzet.
And it happened so that he had no time to tie his big, long sika.
I pošto ima jako puno službe, desilo se da nije imao vremena da veže svoju veoma, veoma veliku i dugačku siku.
And when he brought the offering plate to Jagannath, one of his long hairs fell on the plate.
I kada je prinosio ponudu gospodinu Jagannathu, desilo se da jedna od tih dugačkih vlasi sa njegove glave da se otkinula i upala u ponudu za gospodina Jagannatha.
And at exactly at that particular day, the king wanted to see how the worship is being performed properly, on time, cleanliness, everything he was checking.
I desilo se da je baš tog dana kralj poželeo da dođe u hram da vidi kako se odvija obožavanje božanstava, kakvi su standardi čistoće i da li sve ide kako treba.
So to make it short, the king noticed a hair on Jagannath's plate, which is impossible.
I da ukratko kažemo, kralj je primetio tu dlaku koja je bila na ponudi gospodina Jagannatha.
So the king, he, as you can imagine, he became furious and he demanded an explanation.
I onda kralj se veoma razljutio, razbesnio i odmah je tražio objašnjenje.
So just to save himself from being punished by the king, he just he thought, well, what should I say? He just replied, one of the hairs of Jagannath deities, one of the hairs fell on the plate.
I onda pujari siroti nije mogao da se snađe. I onda je rekao, pa jedna od vlasi sa glave gospodina Jagannatha jednostavno upala u ponudu na tasmu.
So the king looked at the pujari. You want to tell me that Jagannath has hair?
I onda je kralj pogledao pujarija. Ti hoćeš da mi kažeš da gospodin Jagannath ima kosu?
The pujari replied, he's the supreme personality of Godhead, of course he has hair.
I pujari odgovorio, pa on je svevišnja božanska ličnost, sigurno naravno da ima kosu.
So the king said, tomorrow I come back and then I want to see the hair on Lord Jagannath. If not, you will lose your head.
I kralj je rekao, dobro, sutra ujutru želim da dođem i da vidim kosu gospodina Jagannatha. Ako vidim da on nema kosu, odete mi glava.
So So you can imagine how much anxiety that pujari was.
I možete samo da zamislite u kakvoj teskobi bio taj pujari.
Whole night he was pacing up and down in the pujari room and, oh, Jagannath, please help me, Jagannath, help me, what shall I do now?
I cele noći išao gore dole u toj sobi za pujari i rekao, o gospodine Jagannath, o gospodine Jagannath, molim te pomozi mi, ne znam šta da radim.
Jagannath, Jagannath, he spent the whole night, Jagannath, help me, Jagannath, Jagannath.
I tako je proveo celu noć, o Jagannath, molim te pomozi mi, o Jagannath, o Jagannath.
And then the Brahma Muhurta arrived early in the morning.
I onda je došla Brahma Muhurta veoma rano ujutro.
And dozed away in the pujari room. He more or less he slept a little bit in the pujari room. He woke up and he looked at Jagannath.
I onda tokom noći malo ipak nekako zaspao. I onda kad se probudio, ustao i pogledao gospodina Jagannatha.
And he couldn't believe his eyes. Jagannath, not only Jagannath, had long, wavy, real hair, not a wig, real hair. Even Baladev, Subhadra, very beautiful hair.
I onda je vidio da gospodin Jagannath ima veoma lepu dugačku talasastu kosu. I ne samo da ima gospodin Jagannath, nego isto i Baladev i Subhadra.
When he saw that, he fainted, he just fell to the ground.
I kada je to video, jednostavno se onesvestio i pao na zemlju.
When he came back to external consciousness, then he could see how the Lord personally saved his poor devotee.
I onda kada se probudio, bio je zapanjen kako je gospodin spasao svoga baktu.
And Jagannath was smiling at the pujari. Nice hair.
I Jagannath se smejao pujari, aj, imam lepu kosu.
And then the king came. Next day the king came. The king whole night he could not sleep. He was pacing up and down in his palace with his hand at the sword. He was so agitated.
I onda sljedećeg jutra rano kralj je došao. On također nije mogao da spava. I on je također cele noći išao gore dole po svojoj sobi i držao je ruku na ručci od mača.
So he came in that condition. He came to the mandir, to the temple.
I u tom stanju je došao u hram.
Entered the temple room.
Ušao je u hramsku prostoriju.
And then he saw Jagannath Subhadra Baladev with long, beautiful hair. He thought, oh, he tries to be smart. He thought, now the pujari tries to be smart. He just put some wigs on.
I onda rekao, o, vidite ovog pujarija što se pravi pametan. Stavio tu neke perike na glavu.
So he ordered the pujari, you take off the wigs.
I onda je naredio pujariju, skidajte perike.
This is not funny anymore. This is not funny anymore.
Ovo više uopšte nije zabavno.
My dear majesty, what can I do? These are real hairs.
Moje drago visočanstvo, ali šta ja mogu da radim? To nisu perike.
I told you yesterday.
Rekao sam ti juče.
So the king demanded to take off the wig.
I onda je kralj zahtevao da se perike ipak skinu.
So the pujari pulled a little bit, excused it, please excuse me, pulled a little bit, but it did not come off.
I onda je pujari izvinio se, izvini dragi moj gospode, i počeo da trupa, ali nije cela da siđe kosa.
So the king left, he thought there's something very strange going on.
I onda je kralj otišao i rekao, ovdje se nešto stvarno čudno dešava.
So that very night the king had a dream.
I same te noći nakon tog dana kralj je usnio jedan san.
And he sort of chastised the king.
I onda je kralj dobio grdu, izgrdio ga.
Why did you doubt the words of the pujari?
Jagannath mu je rekao, zašto si sumnjao u reči pujarija?
You think that I'm the supreme personality of God, and you really think I have no hair?
Ti misliš da sam ja svešnja božanska ličnost, da ti misliš da ja stvarno nemam kosu?
So next day the king immediately went to the temple and he circumambulated the pujari three times. He worshipped him because he could see that the Lord Jagannath personally protected his devotee.
I onda sljedećeg dana je otišao u hram i obišao je tri puta oko pujarija tako modajući poštovanje jer je posvjedočio da je Gospod lično zaštitio svoga baktu.
Jagannath Subhadra Baladeva ki jai.
Može se umorio vam. Možeš ročiti. Ako se umoriš, kaži.
Očeći. I don't know, some of the game you're counting is... Kadamba.
Kadamba?
Yeah. Oh. Kelly Kadambas. Omagana Timiranda Sya Ganandana Salakaya Saksudur Militam Jena Tasmai Sigurabe Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine. Namaste Sarasati Deve Gauravani Prasarine Nivisesa Sunyavadi Prasatya Desasarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. There's one song that a little what we sing during the Rath Yatra, but seeing that most of the devotees didn't know it.
Bila jedna pesma koju smo pevali tokom Rath Yatre, ali izgleda da je većina bhakta nije znala.
I thought I'd just take this out to teach it to you, so next time you know it.
I razmišljao sam da sad da vas podučim toj pesmi, tako da sljedeći put kad budemo imali Rath Yatru da bi je znali.
Jagannath Puri is known as what?
Nilachala.
Jagannath Puri je poznat kao?
Nilachala.
Nilachala. Nilachala, this is a beautiful mountain, beautiful hill.
Nilachala je jedna predivna planina, prekrasno brdo.
And the moon are the of Nilachal is who?
A mesec Nilachala je ko?
Nilachala Chandra Amu Prabhu Jagannath. Nilachala Chandra. That's Lord Jagannath. Is Amu. Amu is Oriya, right? We have one devotee here from Orissa. Amu.
Amu.
Bengali is Amar. And in Oriya is Amu.
Amo.
Amo Prabhu. My Lord. Amo Prabhu Jagannath. You got it now?
Yeah.
Amu Prabhu, znači moj gospod Jagannath. Shvatili ste sada?
Why blue hill? Blue?
Came in from the Niladri mountains. Nila chola chanda
amu
prabhu
nila chola chanda amu prabhu jagannath
nila chala chanda amu prabhu jagannath.
Yeah, nila chola means what?
Nila chola znači šta?
Yeah, the abode of Jagannath, a big temple.
To znači veliki hram, prebivalište gospodina Jagannatha.
So nila chola chanda amu prabhu jagannath.
Nila chala chandra
amo
prabhu jagannath.
Nila chala chandra
amo
prabhu jagannath.
Nila chala chandra
amo
prabhu jagannath.
Jai jagannath, jai jagannath.
Jai jagannath, jai jagannath.
Jai jagannath, jai jagannath.
Jai jagannath, jai jagannath.
Nila chola chandra amo prabhu jagannath.
Nila chola chandra amo prabhu jagannath.
So that's where the rat starts from, nila chol.
I to je odakle kočija kreće iz nilačale.
And it goes to a place called Gundicha.
I ide do mesta koje se zove Gundicha.
Which is like Vrindavan. That's not different from Vrindavan.
Koje poput Vrindavana i ne različito je od Vrindavana.
So another name of Gundicha is Sundarachol.
A drugo ime Gundiče je tako.
Sundarachol, not that hard.
Sundarachol.
Sundar means what? It means beautiful.
Sundar znači šta? Prekrasan.
Is Vrindavan beautiful?
Da li je Vrindavan prekrasan?
Too much.
Previše prekrasan.
Sundar chola chandra amu prabhu jagannath. Jai jagannath, jai jagannath. Sundar chola chandra amu prabhu jagannath. Jagannath, Jai Jagannath. Nila chola chandra amo prabhu jagannath. Jai Jagannath, Jai Jagannath. Nila chola chandra amo prabhu jagannath. Jai Jagannath, Jai Jagannath. Jai Jagannath, Jai Jagannath. Sundar chola chandra amo prabhu jagannath. Sundar chola chandra amo prabhu jagannath. Jai Jagannath, Jai Jagannath. Now you understand it?
Da li sada razumete?
I don't know if you remember it up to next year.
Ne znam da ćete baš da zapamtite do sljedeće godine.
All remember?
Yes.
Da li ćete svi zapamtiti? Kaže Prabhu Jai Satchitananda Gora, snimili smo na kasetu, ima i audio i video.
Nittai Gora Haribo, Haribo. Mukakaroti bachala bangulangai te giringat kipata mahang bande sigaru nirdaranam paramananamaram si chaitanya swaram. Hari Om Tat Sat. Well, in the ancient history of Jagannath, once there was some demon who came to Jagannath Puri.
U drevnoj istoriji gospodina Jagannatha, jednom jedan demon došao u Jagannath Puri.
He was what they know as a Rakshasa.
I on je bio poznat pod tim što se zna kao Rakshasa.
Rakshasas like to eat what they like, what's their favorite diet, you know?
Da li znate šta je omiljena hrana Rakshasa?
Human flesh.
Human flesh. Human flesh, yes, you got it.
Ljudsko meso, pogodili ste.
Very horrible cannibals.
To su veoma onako užasni ljudožderi.
With superhuman powers.
Sa nadljudskim očima.
When they see people, they don't see the nice face and the nice clothing. They just see like that, you know, when they have the picture of the animal with the lines, you know, chopstick and what they call it, with the chops and ribs. And
oni kad vas vide, ne vide da li ste lepi ili sređeni, uredni, nego vas gledaju kao onako odreske.
Like in the butcher shop.
Kao kad odete kod mesara.
So there, but this particular Rakshasa, he liked the taste of Brahmana, sattvic.
Ali taj određeni Rakshasa, on je posebno voleo kako imaju ukus, kakav ukus imaju Brahmane.
And he was known as Raktabahu because his hands are always filled with blood.
I bio je poznat kao Raktabahu zato što su njegove ruke uvek bile pune krvi.
So the pujaris at Jagannath Puri were feeling a little bit uncomfortable staying there with this demon eating them.
Tako da pujari u Jagannath Puriju su se malo nelagodno osjećali da ostaju tamo i da dođe taj rakshasa da ih pojede.
So they put Jagannath on a boat and a whole group of pujaris fled with Jagannath into the Bay of Bengal.
I onda su stavili gospodina Jagannatha zajedno sa grupom pujarija na brod i onda su otputovali sve do Bengalskog zaliva.
And they entered into the Ganges River.
I onda su ušli u reku Gangu.
And they went up the Ganges.
I išli su uzvodno uz Gangu.
And they came to Mayapur Dam.
I došli su do Mayapur Dama.
And then they stayed there for some time.
I neko vreme su ostali tamo.
In a Shimanta Dweep, the first island.
Na Shimanta Dvipu, prvom ostrogu.
And then Indra Dumna Maharaj came and finished that demon off after some time.
I onda je došao Indra Dumna Maharaj i nakon nekog vremena je sredio tog demona, doprečio ga.
And they brought Jagannath back to Jagannath Puri.
I onda su vratili Jagannatha u Jagannath Puri.
So that place is still there in Mayapur. It's a non-different from Lord Jagannath.
I to mesto je još uvek u Mayapuru i ono nije različito od Jagannatha.
Lord Jagannath Puri.
Ili od gospodina Jagannath Purija. Od Jagannath Purija.
So about 500 years ago there was a blind devotee of Lord Chaitanya and he wanted to go to the Rath Yatra in Jagannath Puri and have the darshan of Lord Jagannath and Lord Gauranga.
Pre 500 godina živio jedan bhakta gospodina Chaitanya u Bengalu i on je hteo da ode na Jagannath u Jagannath Puri da vidi gospodina Jagannatha i gospodina Gaurangu.
But he asked the devotees to please take me along with you on the walk to Jagannath Puri.
I zamolio je bakte, molim vas bakte, povedite me sa vama, ja ću sa vama hodati do Jagannath Purija.
Everybody said, sure, I'll come and get you.
I svako je rekao, sigurno, povešćemo te.
But nobody wanted to take the responsibility to lead a blind man 500 kilometers walking over rivers and everything.
Ali niko nije hteo da prihvati tu odgovornost da vodi slepog čoveka 500 km preko reka i svega što ima usput.
So then he realized that the devotees of Bengal party already left for Jagannath Puri, again they didn't take him.
I onda je on shvatio u jednom trenutku da su bhakte iz Bengala otišli za Jagannath Puri, ali da njega nisu pozvali.
So he was crying and praying to Jagannath again, when will I ever see you? When I have your darshan.
I onda se on molio gospodinu Jagannathu kroz suze, plakao je i rekao je, da li ću te ikada vidjeti, da li ću ikada dobiti darshan sa tobom.
So you may think that he's blind, he can't see anyway, but When you go before the Lord, that's called darshan. It's not so important that we see the Lord, but more important the Lord sees us.
I iako možda nemamo taj spoljni pogled, ono što se zove darshan, znači da mi kad odemo pred Gospodina, nije toliko bitno da mi vidimo njega, nego da on vidi nas.
And that the Lord is pleased by our desire to come and chant before him and be before him.
I Gospod je veoma zadovoljan sa tom željom da dođemo pred njega, da pevamo njegove slave.
So that night Jagannath Baladev Subhadra came in a dream to him.
I te noći su mu Jagannath Baladev i Subhadra došli u san.
And they told him that tomorrow some logs are going to come, a big log is going to come and touch your body when you go to the bathe in the Ganges.
I rekli su mu sljedećeg dana kada budeš otišao da se kupaš u Gangu, jedan veliki balvan će doći.
I want you to take that log over to a particular carpenter who should make Jagannath Baladev and Subhadra deities.
I onda trebaš uzeti taj veliki balvan i odneti ga do ovoga, kako se zove taj
drvodelje.
Kod velikog drvodelje i treba od njih da izdelje božanstva Jagannatha Baladeva i Subhadre.
Then he took he went to bathe in the Ganges, he felt this big log floating in the water, got the villagers to help him take it out.
I onda je otišao sljedećeg jutra da se okupa u Gangi i došao je taj veliki balvan i pozvao je seljane da mu pomogne da ga izvade.
Then they took that log to this carpenter.
I onda su odneli taj balvan do tog drvodelja.
And then the blind, as the name was actually Jagadisha Gangopadhyaya.
I onda taj slepi čovjek, on se zvao Jagadisha Upadhyaya.
Ganga Upadhyaya.
Jagadisha Ganga Upadhyaya.
And the blind Brahmana requested this carpenter to make the deities.
I taj slepi Brahmana je zamolio drvodelju da napravi božanstva.
But the carpenter had leprosy.
Ali taj drvodelja je imao gubu.
And he was part of his hands were already infected and disintegrating.
I neki delovi njegovih ruku i prstiju već su onako oboleli, već se raspadali.
So he said, me make holy deities.
I rekao je, ja da napravim sveta božanstva.
No!
Ne.
I cannot do it. I'll go to hell. I'm infected. I'm rotting with leprosy.
Ja to ne mogu raditi, otići ću u pakao. Ja sam bolestan i patim od gube.
The pus and infection from my hand will go on the deity. I cannot do such a holy work with this rotten hands.
I ja ne mogu raditi to sa ovim svojim raspadajućim trulim rukama. Crvi iz mojih ruku će otići na božanstva.
But then Jagadish, he said that, well, the Lord came to me in a dream and told me, you're the one, only one who can make these deities. I take all the responsibility. If there's any sin, I'm publicly declaring it. Let the sin or aparat come to me. But are you willing?
I onda Jagadish je rekao, ali gospodin Jagannath mi je došao u san i rekao je da baš dođem direktno kod tebe. Ja ovdje javno izjavljam da bilo koji greh ako dođe, ja ga preuzimam na sebe.
Are you willing to take the responsibility of disobeying the Lord's order?
Da li si u stanju da prihvatiš ovu naredbu ili ćeš se osuditi da zanemariš Gospodovu naredbu?
You have to say with the same force.
Da li si u stanju da prihvatiš ovu naredbu ili ćeš da zanemariš Gospodovu naredbu?
And I said, okay, if you put it like that, then I'll do it.
I onda je rekao, u redu, ako ćeš tako da uradiš, onda može.
But you're responsible if there's any offense.
Ali ti si odgovoran ako se pojavi bilo kakva uvreda.
Yes, I accept.
Da, ja prihvatam.
So then that carpenter was trying to carve the Jagannath deities. He cut the log in three parts.
I onda taj drvodelja je pokušao da napravi božanstva, prerezo je na tri dela.
And then but it's hurting his fingers very much to hammer with the chisel and carve.
Ali to je veoma povređivalo njegove prste, taj čekić i ta dleto i ostala ta oprema.
So great difficulty carve the deities.
To je veoma teško izdeljati ili isklesati božanstva.
When the deities were completed,
kada su božanstva gotova,
the installation ceremony was going on,
onda se izvrši ceremonija instalacije ili ustoličenja.
The carpenter with leprosy got totally cured and his leprosy, his finger, everything became normal.
Da, i dok je došao dan ustoličenja ili instalacije, njegova guba je prošla i ruke su mu skroz bile u redu.
And the blind Brahman, he regained his eyesight.
A slepi Brahmana je povratio svoj vid.
So somehow these deities they came to Iskon.
I na neki način ta božanstva su došla u Iskon.
That the person who was in charge of the deities maybe 20-30 years ago, I was praying to Jagannath, who's going to take charge of your worship? My children have gone to Calcutta working in companies and I don't see anybody responsible to take charge.
I taj čovjek koji je obožavao tamo gospodina Jagannatha, prije jedno 20-30 godina, on je počeo da se moli: dragi moj gospodine Jagannath, ko će nastaviti da te služi? Moja djeca su otišla u Kalkutu i tamo su se zaposlili u nekim kompanijama.
So then Jagannath came in a dream and said, I want to be worshipped by Iskon.
I onda mu je Jagannath došao u san i rekao je: želim da me obožava Iskon.
Jagannath Sami ki!
Yeah.
So these are over about 500 year old deities, personally asking to be worshipped by Iskon.
I to su 500 godina stara božanstva i lično su zamolila da ih obožava Iskon.
So we're very fortunate to have this deities that are worshipped in a non-different place in Jagannath Puri.
I veoma smo sretni da imamo ta božanstva koje se obožavaju u mestu koje je neradličito od Jagannath Purija.
And some of us were not able to go to Jagannath Puri temple inside because they're not allowing foreigners, even though we're Vaishnavas. But here we have Jagannath has asked that we worship him in Mayapur.
I neki od nas nisu bili u stanju da uđu u hram gospodina Jagannatha u Jagannath Puriju, ali eto, gospodin Jagannath je odlučio dođe u Mayapur za nas.
But Jagannath is always doing amazing things.
Jagannath uvek radi zapanjujuće stvari.
You heard the recent thing that happened with the non-Hindu?
Da li ste čuli ovu kako da kažem zadnju zabavu, da nedavni događaj sa jednim čovjekom koji nije Hindus? U toj oblasti živi jako puno muslimana.
And also Hindu Muslim are living all together.
I također muslimana žive svi zajedno tamo.
And some of the Muslims come and make offerings to Jagannath. They say Jagannath gave them blessing, they have a child or other, some other kind of blessing.
I onda svi dolaze tamo i mole se gospodinu Jagannathu da dobiju dete ili bilo koji drugi blagoslov.
So there are Hindu Muslim, many are devotees of Jagannath.
I da li su bez obzira Hindus ili muslimani, puno njih je koji su bakte gospodina Jagannatha.
But of course not every Muslim has the same idea, but this local place there are many who have faith in Jagannath.
I naravno nije da svaki musliman baš ima istu ideju, ali mnogi od njih su bakte gospodina Jagannatha u tom mestu.
So one local leader from the village came with a big beard and his traditional dress.
Jedan lokalni vođa iz tog mesta je došao sa dugom bradom u tradicionalnom odelu vodeći.
He walked in and Pujari thought this is another local non-Hindu devotee.
I onda je Pujari mislio, ovo je još jedan lokalni bhakta koji nije Hindus.
And offered him a prasad, one of those Jagannath kajas, the tongues.
I onda je ponudio mu Jagannath prasadam, kađu ili te jezike takozvane.
But he took it and he threw it.
Ali on je uzeo to i bacio.
The pujari said, why are you doing this? Why are you throwing the prasad?
I pujari je pitao, zašto to radiš? Zašto bacaš prasadam?
I don't believe in all these things.
Ja ne verujem u sve te stvari.
I don't believe, then why do you come?
Ako ne veruješ, što si onda došao?
You're not forcing anybody, but if you come here, you should be respectful.
Mi nikog ne prisiljavamo da dođe, ali ako dođeš ovde, trebaš imati poštovanja.
So the guy left.
I onda taj tip je otišao.
But the next morning he came back.
Ali sljedećeg jutra se vratio.
And he paid his prostrate obeisances before Jagannath Baladev Subhadra.
I odaje onako potpuno ispruženo poštovanje pred božanstvima Jagannatha Baladeva i Subhadre.
And he came with folded hands and he requested the Pujari, please give me some prasad.
I onda je sklopljenih ruku došao kod Pujari i rekao je, molim te, daj mi nešto prasadama.
The Pujari is amazed. Like yesterday you came, you threw the prasad. Today you're bowing down, asking prasad. What happened to you?
I Pujari je bio zapanjen, pa čekaj malo. Juč si došao i bacio si prasadam, a danas dolaziš, odeš poštovanje i tražiš prasadam. Šta se to desilo s tobom?
What is this? What made you change your mind?
Šta je to što je učinilo da se stanje tvog uma promeni?
He said, see, last night, these three came in my dream.
I rekao je, prošle noći ovo troje su došli u moj san.
And the one with the white face, he grabbed me by the neck.
I ovaj beli me je zgrabio za gušu.
You threw my brother's prasadam.
Ti si bacio prasada mog brata.
I'm going to, you know, beat you.
Sad ću da te prebijem.
And then the one with the yellow face, the lady, she started shouting out, finish him off, get him.
A ova što ima žuto lice, ona je rekla do krajči ga.
But I was saved by the one with the black face.
Ali spasio me ovaj što ima crno lice.
He came up to me and he said, leave him go, it was not such a big offense.
I rekao je, ma pustite ga, nek ide, puste ga, nek ide, nije to bila tako velika uvreda.
Give him another chance.
Dajte mu još jednu šansu.
I was shaking in fear.
Ja sam se tresao u strahu.
Then I realized these are really the lords.
I onda sam shvatio da su oni stvarno bogovi.
And I have made a big offense.
I da sam napravio veliku uvredu.
So now I will never throw prasadam again.
I više nikad neću baciti prasadam.
Give me, I'll show you, I'm going to eat it right away.
Daj mi, molim te, pokazat ću ti, odmah ću da ga pojedem.
I believe!
Sad verujem!
I believe!
Verujem!
True story.
Istinita priča.
But then there's also another pastime that some sannyasi has traveling with a Govardhan Shila, and then he said, I can't travel. Shila is very big. I want to leave here at Jagannath Temple.
I bio je jedan brahmana koji je putovao, imao je veliku šilu i rekao je, pa ne mogu da putujem s njom, ona je jako teška. I onda je, to je bila Govardhan Shila, i onda ju je ostavio u hramu Jagannath Puriju.
This is at our Jagannath in Mayapur.
Izvinjavam se, u našem hramu u Mayapur.
Non different from Jagannath Puri.
Koji nije različit od hrama u Jagannath Puriju.
So we left the Shila there, the Govardhan Shila.
I on je ostavio tamo svoju Govardhan Shilu.
But then Jagannath Baladev Subhadra came to the Pujari in the night, in a sleep, in a dream.
Ali onda su Jagannath Baladev i Subhadra došli uveče tokom noći i Pujari u san.
They said, we're hungry.
I rekli su, mi smo gladni.
We're not getting our proper, you know, offering anymore.
Više ne dobijamo pravilne ponude.
Ever since you put that Govardhan Shila...
Otkako si postavio tu Govardhan Shilu?
He's a mountain.
On je planina.
You put the plate down, even before you ring the bell, he's already eating everything.
I pre nego što ih počneš da zvoniš sa zvoncetom, on već pojede sve.
He has an appetite like a mountain, he eats everything, need nothing for us.
On ima apetit kao planina i pojede sve i ne ostavi ništa za nas.
You have to do something where this way it doesn't work.
Moraš nešto da uradiš, na ovaj način to ne funkcioniše.
So the Pujari came to me and asked, you know, you're the co-director, president, so GBC, what's the solution for this?
I onda je Pujari došao kod Jagannatha Maharaja. Ja sam tamo kod pomoćnik GBC. I onda me pitao, pa kako je rešenje?
I'm looking at my fellow GBC here.
Gledam ovde na svog kolegu GBC-a.
Why you don't know the same thing happened in your zone?
Da li znaš da se ista stvar desila i u tvojoj zoni?
No, it happened, I'll tell you.
Kaže, Bakila Maharaj, nije još. A kaže, Bakila Sami, jeste, sad ću da ti kažem.
Not exactly the same, but something similar.
Nije baš skroz isto, ali nešto slično.
Anyway, I was thinking what to do. This is not the normal kind of management problem we have to face.
I onda sam ja razmišljao šta da radimo, pa nije baš neka uobičajena stvar koju radimo kad menadžiramo.
So I was praying to Jagannath, so what's the solution to this?
I onda sam se molio Jagannathu, koje rešenje za ovo?
Then I thought, okay, that everybody is getting fed on one plate, so now we'll give a separate plate with a mountain of rice for Govardhan and a separate plate for Jagannath, Baladev and Subhadra.
I onda sam došao do zaključka, pa ajde da probamo ovako, da jednu tacnu sa brdom riže ponudimo Govardhanu, a da jedan poseban plate ili tacnu imamo za Jagannathe.
So then we told the Govardhan, Shila, this is your plate, and this is Jagannath's plate.
I onda su rekli, Govardhan, ovo je tvoj plate, a ovo je Jagannath's plate.
After that, I know, but we didn't get any more complaints, so I hope everything's all right.
I nakon toga više nisam imao nikakve pritužbe, izgleda da je sve se vratilo normalno.
No, I told the devotees about the problem in Sofia, Bulgaria, right?
Rekao sam baktama o problemu u Sofiji u Bugarskoj, zar ne?
I told some of these pastime and then I asked, do you have any pastime with your deities here?
I onda sam rekao tamo baktama ove zabave, onda sam ih pitao, pa imate vi neku zabavu sa vašim božanstvama?
Well, I'm a nectar hound for these things.
Kaže, pa čeva makaraš, meni nisu rekli, a džepateka sami kaže, ja lovim takav nektar, tražim.
So they said yes. They offered new shoes to Jagannath, Baladev and Subhadra.
I onda su bakte u Bugarskoj rekli u Sofiji, da, ponudili smo nove cipele Jagannathu, Baladevu i Subhadri.
I'm just looking for the problems, that's the problem. I just look for the problems, look for the nectar. The super case.
So they gave her two new shoes to each, but for Subhadra they gave her two left shoes.
I onda su dali božanstvima cipele, ali su napravili grešku i Subhadri su dali dve leve cipele.
So they said after a few days Subhadra came to the Pujari in a dream.
I onda su rekli da nakon nekoliko noći Subhadra je došla u san Pujarija.
I told the Pujari that you know, she's limping and limping, holding one shoe and wearing one. How can I keep up with my brothers? You gave me two left shoes. I need one left, one right. How can I can't walk.
I onda je rekao kako u snu je video Subhadru kako šepa. I onda je ona rekla, pa meni si dao dve leve cipele, uopšte ne mogu da idem brzo kao moja braća.
The Pujari woke up, you know, startled, but somehow she didn't tell anybody.
I onda se Pujari probudio, ali nije to rekao nikome.
But after a few days, all the three appeared in a dream.
Ali nakon nekoliko noći, svo troje su mu se pojavili u snu.
And this time, Baladev and Jagannath were really on their case. Look at our sister, she's limping, she only got two left shoes, she can't keep walking with us, you better solve this problem.
I onda su ga malo pritisli Jagannath i Baladev. Vidi ti kako to, naša sestra ima dve leve cipele, ne može da ide zajedno sa nama, molim te, reši problem. Rešavaj problem.
Then she went to, she was really afraid now and she went to the president and somehow he got one left shoe and one right shoe for Subhadra.
E, onda se već Pujari uplašio. I otrčao je, molim? Mataji koja je bila Pujari je sad se stvarno uplašila i otišla je do hranskog predsjednika i prijavila šta se dešava.
After that, no more complaints. They gave her one left, one right, and everything was okay.
I nakon toga su dali Subhadri levo i desno cipelu i nakon toga više nije bilo pritužbi.
You never heard of that? Interesting.
Pita će Pataka Maharaj, je li interesantno? A Bhaktivinoda Maharaj kaže, veoma interesantno.
So you see, in the Shastra it says that there's a different deities. Of course, Krishna is Krishna. But when you have a different deity, they have different pastimes. That's called Lila Vaichitra, or variegated pastimes.
I u svetim spisima piše da razna božanstva imaju razne zabave. Krishna je Krishna. Ali ima taj stručni naziv koji je rekao Maharaj, što znači, what means?
Lila Vaichitra.
Yeah,
Lila means pastime, right?
Da.
Yeah. Dada?
Yes.
Lila, pastime.
Mm-hmm. Lila je zabava.
And Vaichitra means variegated.
Vaichitra znači različite.
Colorful, variegated, different.
Raznobojne, različite zabave.
So like that, also coming this pastime here with Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra and Fushka Gauranga.
I na taj način su došle i zabave ovde sa Jagannathom, Baladevom i Subhadrom ovde na Fruškoj Gorangi.
It's also a pastime of the Lord.
To je takođe zabava gospodina.
So some maybe this looks like ordinary, but how the Lord is giving mercy to different devotees, they may realize it in their heart.
To izgleda na izgled nešto kao sasvim obično, ali bhakte mogu realizovati kako im Gospodin daje milost unutar njihovih srca.
The original Jagannath deities were installed by Lord Brahma.
Izvorno božanstvo Gospodina Jagannatha je instalirao ili ustoličio Gospodin Brahma.
And so there are many pastimes about the installation and so many things happen.
I postoji mnogo priča o instalaciji, mnoge stvari su se desile.
They say that Brahma put something inside the original Jagannath and Baladev and Subhadra's hearts.
I postoji priča da je Gospodin Brahma stavio nešto unutar srca originalnih božanstva Jagannatha, Baladeva i Subhadra.
And when they every 12 years or so they install a new wooden deity.
I nakon svakih 12 godina onda stavljaju nova drvena božanstva.
Then they some old brahmana blindfolded takes that article and moves to the new deity.
I onda jedan brahmana kome su zavezane oči, on onda uzima to iz starih božanstava i stavlja u nova.
Nobody knows what's there.
I niko ne zna šta je tamo.
They say if a brahman looks, he'll die.
I kažu ako bi brahmana pogledao šta je to, odmah bih umro.
So they put an old brahman, so he doesn't have much to lose.
Zato uvek starog bravanu zamole da to uradi, ne može šta ne izgubi više.
So also the fact that Prabhupada sent me once to Jagannath Puri in order to get permission that the devotees from around the world could go into the temple.
Također jednom je Šila Prabhupada poslao u Jagannath Puri da dobijem dozvolu da bhakte širom sveta mogu ući u hram Gospodina Jagannatha.
He said that it's offensive to Lord Chaitanya. He predicted he's going to spread the Sankirtan movement all over the world. And in Jagannath Puri, everyone knows now he's Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now the devotees have come from around the world, they don't let them go into the temple. So it's an offense to Lord Chaitanya.
I Šila Prabhupada je rekao da je to jako uvredljivo. Oni u Jagannath Puriju znaju da je Gospodin Čajtanja svevišnja božanska ličnost i da je prorekao da će se sve time proširiti širom celog sveta. I sada to se desilo i bhakte celog sveta dolaze da vide Gospodina Jagannatha, oni ne žele da ih puste unutra. To je zato velika uvreda Gospodinu Čajtanji.
But somehow in ISKCON we have maybe over 100 Rathyatras all over the world.
Ali na neki način u ISKCONu mi imamo oko 100 rata jatri širom celog sveta.
And Lord Jagannath is very dear to all the devotees.
I Gospodin Jagannath je veoma drag svim bhaktama.
In Mayapur we have a boat that does boat preaching from village to village, and we asked Prabhupada what deity is to put there, and he said either wooden Gauranga Nityananda or Jagannath Baladev Subhadra, because both those deities know how to swim.
I onda je pitali smo Šila Prabhupada kad smo radili propovedanje po selima, sa čamcima smo išli u oblasti Mayapura i onda smo pitali Šila Prabhupada koje božanstva da budu. On je rekao ili Jagannath Baladev i Subhadra ili Šiši Gorni Taj, jer jedna i druga božanstva znaju da plivaju.
Anyway, I heard that there's dramas and things.
Is the drama ready? They can first take the melons and then go to the drama.
Right. Anyway, with this, and it was very nectarian to hear from the other Maharajas.
With the hair, yeah.
Thank you very much, Bhakti Baba Maharaj and Jatataka Maharaj. The program now continues.
Hvala jako puno Patrebao Maharadžu, Džepataka Maharadžu. Sada se program nastavlja.
I heard that there is some melon prasadam for all of us. Do you know where the melons are?
Čuo sam da su tu prasadam lubenice spremne za bhakte.
There were some tables by the toilets.
Yes. And so there you can take your melons if you have not done so already. And then in about 15 minutes or so, we will conclude the evening with a drama in the temple room. A drama by Teja Gurangia. It must be good.
I onda nakon što pojedete svoje lubenice, ako već to niste uradili u međuvremenu, za nekih 15 minuta.
I've been telling the devotees all over the world about the Sophia Dilis.
Tako da će biti sigurno dobro.
So please all take your melon prasadam and then
Jagannath's pastimes are not over.
Do not delay to come to the drama so that it could start.
That was my first visit, so I was telling a little few Jagannath pastimes. Do you have any pastime here, dearies? Oh, yes. Most temples, they don't say anything, but they say, yes, we have. They told me this story. It shows, though, that, I mean, it's like sometime maybe people don't take that, we don't take it that how the deity is really Krishna and he's there.
And the Sophia is not the, I mean, the deity worship is not very, I mean, you saw it, very
simple.
The yatras were very together. And the lodge is superior. Such a country. You're under very low, sort of low in the standard. Amazing.